ahead. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden closing out 2022 by signing the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill and looking ahead with what could be considered a New Year's resolution.
Biden signaling he wants to work with Republicans more in 2023, tweeting in part, "I'm looking forward to continued bipartisan progress in the year ahead." But Republicans taking over the House don't see this administration as a good partner. Now, divided government usually means gridlock, and a Wall Street Journal op-ed says Biden signaling that 2023 will be more focused on re-election than governing, pointing to a memo from senior advisor Mike Donilon that says what hasn't been fully understood is how important a role the achievements and the agenda of the president and the Democrats played in the midterms.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. And a study within the federal government finds inflation is hitting middle-income Americans more than it is lower-income Americans.
A study from the CBO found that while everyone is dealing with high prices, purchasing power from take-home pay fell 2.9% for middle-income American households this year, while purchasing power went up for the bottom fifth of households by about 1.5%. A Census Bureau survey also shows that a growing number of middle-income families are having trouble making ends meet. But while Americans are still dealing with crushingly high inflation, high energy prices, and record cold temperatures, President Biden is in St. Croix soaking up his holiday in the sun.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. And the world population is projected to be 7.9 billion people on New Year's Day, with nearly 74 million people added since New Year's Day 2022. The Census Bureau says that marks a nearly 1% increase in the world population over the past year. For the United States, on this New Year's Day, the population is estimated to be over 334 million people. The U.S. is projected to have a death every 10 seconds and a birth every 9 seconds. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Texas Tech is denying claims by Mississippi coach Lane Kiffin that a Red Raiders player spit on one of his players and possibly used a racial slur in the Texas Bowl. There was pushing and shoving between players after a fumble. When asked to clarify if a Texas Tech player used a racial slur, Kiffin said he wasn't sure, but he said there was a slur involved. Texas Tech coach Joey McGuire and Moore both issued statements saying the allegations are false. The Red Raiders beat Ole Miss 42-25. And there's a scam going around Scottsdale, Arizona, and it may already be on your windshield.
Getting a parking ticket is frustrating enough, but now drivers in Old Town Scottsdale, Arizona have to worry about whether or not they are real. Police say people have been stopping by to ask about suspicious parking citations. These made-up tickets have a QR code that leads to a website to pay a fine. Turns out this is just a scam to try and steal people's money and information. A police spokesperson says a real ticket will have a Scottsdale City seal on it, along with a citation number. Other things to look for are no mention of a specific violation and a statement that the ticket can only be paid online. John Saucier, Fox News.
Plus, some customers who tried to get out of paying for their services at an Albuquerque nail salon get taught a valuable lesson.
It started when two young women came into Nini's nail salon.
They wanted the full service. They wanted the full pedicure, the nice pedicure with the gel. They wanted the long nails.
That's salon manager Courtney Wynn. One of her employees realized that the women matched the description of suspects who had run out on other salons without paying. When they tried to do the same at Nini's, Wynn's staff took action, trapping one of the customers in the store. In a now viral TikTok video seen over 7 million times, Wynn clipped off the fresh manicures and took $90 for the services worth $230.
I don't want her money. I don't want anything like that. I want her to come and I want her to apologize. I want her mother to scold her. I want her to be held accountable for her actions and stop stealing.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.